With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
A judge has reversed the Trump administration's cuts of billions of dollars to Harvard University. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that report.
A federal judge in Boston found that over $2.5 billion in federal funding cuts were an illegal retaliation for Harvard's refusal to comply with White House demands. The Trump administration had tied the funding freezes to Harvard's delays in dealing with anti-Semitism on campus. The judge's ruling is a legal victory for the Ivy League school, but the White House complained about an activist judge and said they would appeal the decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lawmakers rallying support for a bill that would prohibit members of Congress and their families from owning and trading stocks. The plan seems to have momentum in the House, but may face a more difficult climb in the Senate. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is appearing before a Senate committee, where he's defending recent personnel decisions at the agency.
I would like to address the recent shakeups at CDC. These changes were absolutely necessary adjustments to restore the agency to its role as the world's gold standard public health agency with the central mission of protecting Americans from infectious disease.
He's stressing the need for, his words, bold, competent, creative leadership at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kennedy defending the firings that have taken place at the agency, saying the goal is unbiased, politics-free science at the CDC, which he says really bungled its response to the COVID pandemic. The hearing has featured a number of heated exchanges between Secretary Kennedy and Democrat members of the committee. On Wall Street, stocks have moved higher. The Dow is ahead 184 points. The Nasdaq composite up 62. This is SRN News. Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Canada are investigating an apparent anti-Semitic attack on a Jewish woman at a grocery store. Ottawa lawmen say a 71-year-old man has been arrested for stabbing the victim, who is also in her 70s, leaving her hospitalized for a time. The suspect had been posting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel comments on his Facebook page. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the world. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Trump administration is taking the fight over tariffs to the Supreme Court. It has formally asked the justices to rule quickly that the president has the power to impose sweeping import taxes under federal law. Newsmax has filed an antitrust suit against Fox News. It says Fox has sought to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices designed to stifle competition. Republican and Democrat lawmakers who agree on little else are rallying support for a bill that would prohibit members of Congress and their families from owning and trading stocks. Shares of American Eagle Outfitters jumped 26% after the teen fashion retailer reported more than double second quarter profit that Wall Street was expecting. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.